Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Happy Thursday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Going to give out a lot of picks on the show today. PJ Pick 5, college football in the NFL. We'll dive into my five favorite player props of the week in the NFL as well. Lucy Bird's going to join us later on in the show for Model Making Money. We'll wrap up the show with our favorite bets of the day. We got some bets in Thursday Night Football tonight. We got some bets for the weekend. Whole lot of bets. Anything that you guys are betting this weekend, anything that's on your mind, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL. You can also go to YouTube/Odyssey Sports. If you miss any part of the show as well, over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast, available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get this show rolling. Glasses in session. Go to the Glasser guest line. Joining us is one of our favorites, Cole Thompson. Give him a follow on X at Mr. Cole Thompson, host of SEC Unfiltered. Cole, before the show started, we were talking about this team off air, the Indiana Hoosiers, and they got a big one against Ohio State this weekend. So give me your thoughts on Indiana, right? Give me your thoughts on the game. What do you think happens on Columbus on Saturday? And are you one of these people that believe that Indiana, regardless of what happens, as long as they beat Purdue, they're going to be in? Do you think they have to lose by like a certain amount? Your thoughts on Indiana as a playoff team, and then what do you think happens on Saturday?
Indiana is the best story in college football. I know that we're talking about the turnaround of what we've seen out in Boulder with Deion Sanders, but when you look at what Indiana is as a program and what they've been for decades, many decades, the turnaround that we've seen for Kirk Cignetti, not only has tobacco prices risen through the roof out in Bloomington, but morale has risen through the roof with Coach Sig there. So they're a team that has proven time and time again in a conference that we go ahead and give a lot of credit to of being the second best opposite the SEC. They've run the table. Now, let's call a spade as well. They've also played six of the seven lowest ranked teams in that conference. But this is where you have to start looking at other certain numbers, point differentials, margin of victories, stat lines, what has been the overall demeanor in these games, how long have they led, time of possession, little things like that. And Indiana has surpassed every single test minus facing off against a top 15 opponent. And that happens this weekend on the road. I think this is going to be a really interesting game. The Seth McLaughlin injury, I think, puts a damper on what will be a tremendous pass rush from the Hoosiers. They're down already two starting offensive linemen. And so is this going to be a factor that now really derails Will Howard from being able to make plays? Is this going to slow down the rushing attack? Are they only going to be able to win through the air on several big-time shots, whether that be to Carnell Tate, whether that be to Jeremiah Smith, whether that be to Emeka Ibuka? And Indiana, with Curtis Rourke still not at 100%, is going to have to trust its vertical passing attack, and it's going to have to trust that its passing sets can set up the run. That 12.5 point line to me is the ultimate deciding factor here, PJ, because when you think about it, Penn State got to welcome in Ohio State to Happy Valley, and the line was set at 3.5, and they couldn't cover that. If you get a cover win in this, if you're able to beat the spread at plus 12.5, I feel like that's a good enough notion to believe at this point what Indiana has done is going to put them in the college football playoff. But you know, PJ, I'm bold. I like to go reach a little bit higher. And I don't think that you have to worry about that 12.5 point line. Because I think that you're going to watch Indiana march on into Columbus, Ohio, and outright beat Ohio State by a touchdown final. Indiana will silence the critics, prove the doubters wrong, and make sure that they have solidified their spot, not only in Indianapolis for a Big Ten championship, but also in the college football playoff sitting at 12-0.
Holy smokes. Colt Thompson planting his flag like Baker Mayfield at the Shoe, calling Indiana an outright winner. What about Ole Miss and Florida, Cole? We got a good game in the Swamp this weekend. We've been posting social clips on BetQL all weekend. I've been telling people how much I like Ole Miss. I know Florida has had a nice little run here over the last 4 or 5 weeks. I think they might be facing the most complete team, though, in the SEC. They're off a bye, and not only does Ole Miss know they have to win out, but they probably are thinking they might have to win out with some style points as well. I like Ole Miss on Saturday. What say you?
PJ, this is like the ultimate trap game, like they warn you about at the start of the season. You get a one team having a bit of morale, one team that can't afford a loss, one team trying to get to bowl eligibility now with Billy Napier, to be able to say, hey, we went 7-5 in one of the toughest schedules in all of college football. All of you doubted us, but not us internally. But you brought up a good point. You said that Ole Miss is the most complete team in the SEC. And I have been screaming it from the rooftops for about a month now. When they play at their peak, the Rebels are the most complete team in the conference. We were doing a show a couple nights ago talking about who has the highest ceiling in all of the SEC for the playoff teams. It's Ole Miss. They can beat you on the ground. They can beat you through the air. They have a complete quarterback in Jackson Dart. They have multiple receivers that don't add value in the way that they would elsewhere because of just the depth of this team. The offensive line has looked good. Their defensive front seven has been the most underlying story in the conference this year, and they continue to get better with more reps. They dominated against a Georgia squad that didn't allow a single sack against Tennessee's defensive line. So when you look at this Ole Miss team, they are playing not for just style points. They're playing to send a message. I don't care if we're the 7 seed. I don't care if we're the 10 seed. I don't care if we just get into the playoffs. You do not want to face off against us. And unfortunately, the only thing on the menu this weekend besides revenge is a little bit of gator meat. I'm taking the -10.5. I think they win outright by at least 14.
All right, very good. Cole, can't wait for this game in the Big 12. Kansas is playing spoiler to all these teams, right? They beat Iowa State a couple weeks ago. They just gave BYU their first loss. Now they face the red-hot Colorado Buffaloes. This game's going to be at Arrowhead. Jayhawks, 3-point underdogs. Who do you like in this one?
This is going to be a back-and-forth game. It's going to be all about Shedeur Sanders when it comes to the passing attack, and what do we see from Jalen Daniels and Devin Neal on the ground? They have been able to defensively eliminate really the big time shots out of Kansas. And this is going to be a must-see matchup between Kobe Bryant, the cornerback for KU, and Travis Hunter, who is still in the running to become the Heisman Trophy winner this year. So if they can eliminate those vertical passes, they can go back to having to trust the ground game, and they're able to get form-fitting tackles. This is going to be, I think, a really intriguing game for four quarters. And I think the Jayhawks will win this one. But they got to do all that, and I just don't think that they will. I like the -3. I think that Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, a lot of other players that we haven't talked enough about this year in Colorado's roster, they have been playing out of their mind, and they have more importantly been playing like a cohesive unit. When this team is rolling, take off their logo and just look at how they play. They feel like one of the better rosters over the last 6 weeks. They're going to continue to show that. The run was nice for KU. Unfortunately, it ends in Kansas City. Maybe if this game was in Memorial Stadium at Lawrence, it'd be a little bit different, but I'm taking the -3 with Colorado.
Cole, I'm a little nervous about our Tide on Saturday night in Norman, and you got the Sooners off of a bye week. They're going to be a desperate team. They have Bama and LSU to close. You know Brett Venables really wants to make a bowl game. And I'm just not convinced, really, that even though Bama beat LSU and looked dominant, LSU can't stop a running quarterback. There was really no need for Bama to throw the ball in that game. We both know the Sooners have a very good defense. That's a tough place to play at night. I think Oklahoma keeps it close. I think Bama could potentially be on upset alert. What are your thoughts?
Bama's 100% on upset alert, PJ, but it has nothing to do with facing off against Oklahoma. It's about making sure that you look the part in the next game. What happened last year when Hugh Freeze, at his first season, lost to New Mexico State? They were getting prepared for the Iron Bowl. They were looking ahead to that next marquee matchup because you want to make a good first impression in what is one of the best rivalries in sports. Kalen DeBoer has won back a lot of the fan base after that dominating win down in Baton Rouge. But so many people will define, how do you look after your first Iron Bowl? And I think that's going to play a major factor. With that being said, though, if you go back and you watch the way that Lenore Sellers was able to play against Oklahoma's defensive front, his mobility, his ability to continue to continually use his legs, step on up in the pocket and deliver clean strikes, that's a good game plan on how Jalen Milroe will have to attack Oklahoma. And their defense has improved. They've gotten better on third down. I just don't trust what I've seen from the offensive personnel from Oklahoma. I will take the points. Plus 13.5 is a little bit too rich for my liking, so go ahead and take Oklahoma there. But I think Alabama escapes Norman with a win at least by 10.
You mentioned look ahead, Cole. We got A&M at Auburn this weekend. Auburn might be looking ahead to the Iron Bowl, and certainly Texas A&M might be looking ahead to that showdown against Texas, which very well could decide what team makes the SEC championship game. A&M only 2.5-point favorites on the road in the Plains. You think the Aggies survive, or does Hugh Freeze finally get that signature win this season?
So when Vegas is telling you that a team that lost to Cal and lost to Arkansas and lost to Oklahoma is only a 2.5-point underdog, they know something is up. And I think it's the bottom line. This has been an offense for Texas A&M that we don't know what to expect anymore, because they were potent on the ground with Le'Veon Moss. The last time that we saw them, the one thing that we knew is that number 8 was literally a wrecking ball that would come into your backfield and ruin your life. Well, he's out for the season. And Le'Veon Moss, Reuben Owens, the 5-star running back sophomore, is off of the injured report, but he still is probably not expected to play this week. Auburn has been masquerading as a bad team, PJ. They really are not that bad of an overall program. They just have the turnovers. So if you can avoid the turnovers, you have a shot in every single game. They looked the part last week when they faced off against New Mexico. So they feel like a team that has turned the corner in certain ways. And I think that Hugh Freeze does survive one more time at Jordan-Hare Stadium. We know what that atmosphere is like. Give me the Tigers a plus 2.5, not just to cover, but to win outright. I think that A&M is looking ahead. You heard Mike Elko say, our focus is on Texas. I mean, Auburn. Okay, well, you kind of played your last card. Wave the white flag. Texas A&M is coming in out home with a loss.
All right, man. It's going to be a great weekend of college football. Can't wait. Cole Thompson joining us on Send It In. Make sure you give him a follow on X, at Mr. Cole Thompson, host of SEC Unfiltered. Cole, enjoy the college football, my friend. Always great catching up. We'll talk to you again soon.
Take care, guys.
All right, you got it. Let's keep it rolling. PJ pick 5 in college football. 5 best bets for the weekend. Real quick, our guy, Beef_VZ, another IU believer. Yes, Cole does love the Hoosiers. Georgia Tech -9 tonight. So again, with this being the week before rivalry week, you certainly got to be worried about look-ahead spots, right? And Georgia Tech next week plays Georgia, and you got to be a little bit concerned about that. I don't know if I'd lay the -9 with Georgia Tech, but I do like the under 51.5 in that game. As for my 5 favorite bets of the weekend, number 1, we're going to start the Oklahoma Sooners +13.5 against Bama. This is my favorite bet. I take some Sooners money line as well. I think Bama's in trouble. Cole brought up some good points about maybe Kellen DeBoer looking ahead to his first Iron Bowl next week against Auburn. Oklahoma's, though, they're coming off a bye, and that's still a really tough place to play at night. Jalen Milroe does look healthy, which is a good thing for the Tide. I'm not sold on their defense, though, and I think Oklahoma might be able to run the ball a little bit, possess the clock. I think they could force some turnovers on Bama as well. Everybody just, I think, assumes that Bama, after the LSU game, just kind of fixed whatever they were going through the middle part of the season. I'm not so sure. I think the Sooners keep it close. I think there's a chance they win this game outright. Between Ohio State, Indiana, and Bama, Oklahoma, I think people are going to be on the wrong underdog this week. I think Oklahoma is the dog to take. Give me the Sooners +13.5. Speaking of Ohio State and Indiana, Beef, I'm going to be on the other side of you and Cole. I'm laying it with the Buckeyes this weekend. Now, my wallet will be rooting for Ohio State. My heart is going to be rooting for Indiana. I really hope that they're for real. I hope that this Cinderella story is for real. They certainly have looked the part this season, but I think they're facing the best team in the country on Saturday on the road, and Ohio State's got a ton to play for, right? The Big Ten championship game is on the line, and certainly college football playoff berth might be on the line as well. Seth McLaughlin injury is a big deal for Ohio State. He was playing excellent at center this season, but that Ohio State defense, I think, is really going to frustrate Indiana, and I think all that those weapons that they have on the outside, I think they make some plays. So I like Ohio State. There's a reason this line opened up at 9.5. All the money's coming in on Indiana, and now it's all the way up to 13.5. Give me the Buckeyes on Saturday. Also love Ole Miss, minus the 10 against Florida. I love these games when we have a team like Florida that really nobody thought anything of them at the beginning of the season. And then over the last 4 or 5 weeks, they've looked impressive, right? Took Tennessee to overtime. They were tied with Georgia in the third quarter. Obviously, they beat LSU last week. Florida's been battling, and they've been playing really well. But I think, and I agree with Cole, they're playing the best team in the SEC on Saturday. Ole Miss is coming off a bye. That defensive front is the real deal, folks. And I think Florida and their offense is really going to struggle against Ole Miss. I think Jackson Dart and the offense make enough plays. Trey Harris, the wide receiver, is supposed to be back for the Rebels. Give me Ole Miss, minus 10. I also like Iowa, minus 6.5 against Maryland. I grew up as a Maryland fan, you guys, and I can just tell you, these are the kind of games that the Terps always lose. They never look good, and they always get blown out. Iowa's defense is going to force like 2 or 3 turnovers on Maryland. They're going to be able to run the ball, score some points, anything under 7. I like Iowa. Every year is the same for Maryland. They start off pretty well. They kind of have one nice win in the middle of the season, but they just completely fall apart and collapse at the end of the year. That's what's happening to them again this year. I think Iowa keeps it rolling. Give me the Hawkeyes, minus 6.5. And then finally, give me Kansas, plus 3 against Colorado. Certainly think the Jayhawks are live in this game. I think these are the two best teams in the Big 12. I've said it multiple times. I know Kansas is 4-6 this year, but they have had a lot of one-score games not go their way, and their schedule has been really difficult. They lost to Arizona State on the road by 4. They lost to Kansas State on the road by 1. They beat Iowa State. They beat BYU, and now here they are facing Colorado. So I like the Jayhawks. It's going to be a really good game. Give me Kansas, plus 3. All right, let's go to the pick 5 now in the NFL. And we will start San Francisco 49ers, plus 1.5 against the Green Bay Packers. Starting to get some good injury news for San Francisco coming out this week. George Kittle is going to play. That's a huge deal, not only in the receiving game, but especially in the run game. Looks like we could get some snow at Lambeau on Sunday. We could get some cold weather as well. Having Kittle in there, that's going to be a big deal. We'll see what's up with Brock Purdy. Does have a shoulder injury. Certainly not going to be 100%, but I think he is going to play, and he should be all right. We'll see what happens with Nick Bosa as well. Really, though, this is just a desperation spot for San Francisco, a game that they really need to win. The Niners have one of the most difficult schedules in the NFL over the final 6-7 weeks. They're at Lambeau this week. Then they're at Buffalo. They still have a road trip to Detroit. They still have to play the Rams and Arizona. They're going to have to win one of these toss-up type games, one of these games where they're an underdog, and I think it starts on Sunday against the Packers. I'm trusting Shanahan and San Francisco in a desperation spot, a must-win. You guys know if you watch the show, I love teams that lose outright as a home favorite, and then the following week they go on the road as an underdog. Those teams long-term normally play very well, normally cash tickets for us. We'll take San Francisco, plus 1.5. Give me the Ravens, minus 3 against the Chargers as well. Folks, Monday night Lamar Jackson is the real deal. He always plays well on Monday night. You also combine that with the fact that the Ravens are coming off a loss. Only 3 times in Lamar's 6-year career has he lost back-to-back games. One of those including earlier this year when they lost to the Chiefs and then the Raiders in week 1 and 2. A lot of familiarity in this game, right? You got the Harbaugh Bowl. You got Greg Roman as the offensive coordinator for the Chargers, who was with Lamar for the first 4 years of his career. The Chargers general manager was with the Ravens front office for a number of years as well. These teams know each other really well, which is why I think the under 51 is also a really good look. But I think the Ravens bounce back. They're on Monday night. These are the kind of games that they usually play well in, and I expect them to look good, win by a touchdown. Give me the Ravens, minus 3. Give me the Tennessee Titans, plus 7.5 against the Texans. It's not pretty, folks, but these are the spots I always bet. The Texans have played 3 straight primetime games in a row. They played Thursday night against the Jets, Sunday night against the Lions, Monday night against Dallas. 3 games where the whole world's watched them, 3 games where they've gotten up for, and now they play a Sunday 1 p.m. game at home against one of the worst teams in the NFL. They're favored by over a touchdown. I always bet these spots. The Titans are 1-9 against the spread. They have been awful ATS this year. This is the ultimate buy low on Tennessee. I'm just hoping that Will Levis makes enough plays through the air. He doesn't have those crazy turnovers that he seemingly always does. I think Houston is just content with getting out of there with the W. I'll take the Titans, plus 7.5. Give me Seattle on the money line against Arizona as well. This is a pick'em type game. Everybody's going to be on Arizona, right? They're leading the NFC West. They've won four games in a row. They're coming off a bye week. Seattle's lost four straight games at home, but that's why I like Seattle. We know that's one of the best home field environments in the NFL. They're going to win one of these home games. I think they found something in that San Francisco game last week. They stole that game in the final minute, and I think they carry it into this week. At home against Arizona, give me Seattle on the money line. And then finally, give me the Bears team total under 17.5 against the Vikings. I think a lot of people would agree. The Bears offense looked as good as it has in a while. Last week with Thomas Brown calling plays instead of Shane Waldron. And even with as great as the Bears looked, they only scored 19 points. Now you have film, if you're Minnesota, on Thomas Brown calling plays with Caleb Williams. The Bears did a great job of running the ball last week with Swift and Caleb. Vikings have one of the best run defenses in the NFL, and Brian Flores is so good at generating all these kinds of pressures, giving you certain looks. I think he's really going to frustrate that Bears O-line and Caleb as well. Bears going to have a tough time scoring. We'll take the team total under 17.5. All right, let's look at our favorite props for week 12 in the NFL. We will start with Drake May, quarterback for the Patriots, over 26.5 rushing yards against the Dolphins. Drake May has been awesome ever since he took over as the starter for New England, and he's been running quite a bit. He's gone over this number in three of his last four games. Patriots are a road dog by 7.5 points. You figure the game script is they're going to be trailing in this game. They're going to have to play catch up. Drake's going to drop back to pass quite a bit. I could see him taking off and scrambling for a lot of yards. So we'll go over 26.5 rushing yards for Drake May. I like the over in general in that game too at 46.5. Caleb Williams under 206.5 passing yards against the Vikings. Just mentioned I like the Bears team total under 17.5. I like Caleb under passing yards as well. I don't think you can really talk enough about Caleb's matchup going up against Brian Flores and that Vikings defense, and considering that the Bears are going to want to run the football to take the pressure off of Caleb, and you just can't run on Minnesota, I think it's going to be a tough day for Caleb. We'll go under 206.5 passing yards. Give me Brian Robinson over 68.5 rushing yards for the Commanders against the Cowboys. I think teams know what they got to do against Dallas, and that's just run the football. That's exactly what Houston did on Monday night, and that's exactly what I expect Washington to do on Sunday. I can't even believe that Washington is a 10.5 point favorite against Dallas. I really never thought that we'd ever see that in our lifetime, but this is a game where Washington should roll. They should get back to Washington that we've been seeing for the first 7-8 weeks of the season. Jaden Daniels this year, 5-0 straight up and against the spread as a favorite. For a rookie, that's really impressive. I think Washington's going to put up some points. I think they're going to run for a ton of yards. Brian Robinson over 68.5. Give me C.J. Stroud to throw an interception at plus 110 against the Titans. I told you guys I like the Titans plus the points. If Tennessee is going to keep this game close, they're going to need to force some turnovers. And Stroud's thrown an interception in each of his last two games. And again, with the Texans possibly being in a letdown spot, I think Stroud's decision-making might be a little questionable on Sunday, so we'll bet him to throw an interception at plus 110. And then finally, give me Christian McCaffrey over 72.5 rushing yards against the Packers. CMC hasn't really looked like himself since coming back from injury. I think this could potentially be a get-right game for him with them looking at snowy conditions, bad weather. Again, maybe Brock Purdy being injured for San Francisco. I think Shanahan leans on that ground game. When San Francisco is at their best, they're running the ball. With CMC and Deebo Samuel and Jordan Mason comes in as well. Niners, I think, are going to lean on that run game. I think they feature McCaffrey a lot in their game plan this week. We'll go over 72.5 rushing yards for CMC against the Packers. So those are the five props that I like for this week. Drake May, over 26.5 rushing yards. Caleb Williams, under 206.5 passing yards. Brian Robinson, over 68.5 rushing yards. C.J. Stroud to throw a pick at plus 110. And CMC, over 72.5 rushing yards. All right, let's get to model making money now as Lucy Burge joins us here on Send It In. And Lucy, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. Five-star play for today is Jazz plus 2.5 against the Spurs. The Jazz have covered 3 of their last 4 spreads, and the Spurs have failed to cover 3 of their last 4. So the BetQL model loves the Jazz plus 2.5 against the Spurs tonight as a five-star play.
All right, very good. Lucy, we got a Thursday night football game tonight between the Steelers and the Browns. Anything that you like in the game, side, total, any props that you're on.
Yes, I am taking the Steelers -3.5 tonight against the Browns. The Steelers have won 4 of their last 5 road games. The Browns have lost 7 of their last 8 games, and the Steelers have won each of their last 8 games as road favorites following a division game. Browns are coming off of 2 blowout losses, so Steelers -3.5 against the Browns tonight.
Very good. Lucy, what about this weekend in the NFL? What are some of the bets that you like for Sunday?
Yes, I am taking the tried and true Lions to cover the spread here. Spread covering machine. They are Lions -7.5 against the Colts. In the Jared Goff era, the Lions are 21-9 against the spread as favorites, including 8-3 against the spread as road favorites. And the Lions have won their last 8 games, have covered in 7 of their last 8. So Lions -7.5 against the Colts.
Lucy, is there ever going to be a week this week where you fade the Detroit Lions?
No, never, including the Super Bowl, which they will make it to, and I will take them to cover in the Super Bowl, because they, you know, let's say they face the Bills, they'd be underdogs, right. So either way, Lions to cover the spread in the Super Bowl is my 5-star play today.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I mean, they keep making you money every single week, so why bet against them? What about in college football, Lucy? Anything that you like in the college game this week?
Yes, my favorite team in college football. Pivot to my favorite here, Miami, -24.5 against Wake Forest. So this is a big spread, but Miami's been covering big spreads with blowouts. Miami is 6-4 against the spread this year. Wake Forest is 3-5-2 against the spread. Wake Forest has failed to cover in each of the last 6 games against AP-ranked teams. Miami has won each of their last 7 games against non-AP-ranked teams at Hard Rock Stadium. So I'm going to take Miami -24.5 against Wake Forest.
Very good. Lucy, congrats to you, by the way, on your Chris Sale Cy Young ticket. 30-1 you cashed that. What are you going to do? What are you going to purchase with that Chris Sale money?
Yes, as I told Sean this last night, because he congratulated me, which was very kind. I'm going by a cruise ship, I think, would be the most appropriate thing. And just, like, you know, cruise around the world. Because when you win a bet like that, you know, that plus Jaren Duran All-Star Game MVP, you put that money together, be a nice cruise ship, and we can all go on a cruise. BetQL cruise, I think.
Who gets the first invite on the cruise? Dan Campbell, Shohei Ohtani, Jaren Duran, Jason Tatum? Like, who gets the first invite on the cruise?
I think I'm going to have to invite Tom Brady, because Tristan Casas is the second. That's a really good idea.
I forgot Casas.
Oh, he might be the second invite. The first would have to be Tom Brady, because his level of excellence inspires me every day and inspired me to place these bets and to, you know, win them. So, because it all had to do with me. So I would like to thank and invite Tom Brady onto the cruise ship once I
love it. Any early thoughts on the betting awards for baseball next year? Do you already have a guy in mind that you know that you're going to bet for next season?
Well, Juan Soto to win the World Series with the Red Sox. So he'll be MVP of the World Series when the Red Sox win the World Series. That would be one that I'm looking forward to, PJ.
Totally fair. I expect nothing less. Absolutely love it. Lucy Burge cashing 30-1 on Chris Sale to win NL Cy Young. Lucy, always great catching up. Good luck to your Lions and your Canes this week. We'll talk again next week.
Thank you, PJ. I will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys. PJ's plays now. Wrap the show. We got 2 minutes left. Our prop lock is going to be Jameis Winston under 34.5 pass attempts tonight against the Steelers. Call for a lot of wind, some nasty weather, some rain, frigid temperatures. I know we all love seeing Jameis chuck the ball all over the yard, but I don't think that's going to be the game plan tonight. I also think the Browns aren't going to really sustain too many drives, so we're going to go under 34.5 pass attempts for Jameis tonight. We are going to take the Browns, though, at +3.5 against the Steelers, because Mike Tomlin is really an easy coach to bet in the NFL. When Mike Tomlin's an underdog, especially a home underdog, you bet the Steelers ATS. When Mike Tomlin is a road favorite, that is when you fade the Steelers. They're coming off a big emotional win against the Ravens on a short week, another divisional game. We'll take the Browns in a low-scoring game, +3.5 against the Steelers. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? Favorite bet of the weekend, what do you got?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to go Sam Darnold throw a pick at even money. It's a +100 here against my Bears. Basically, Sam Darnold struggled, not last week, but the 2 weeks prior to it, had 2 interceptions, 3 interceptions against the Jags. Didn't throw one last week, but Matt Eberflus preaches the turnover battle there. So I think the Bears know that the defense needs to step up here. So I think they're going to make Sam Darnold throw an interception at even money. I think that's really good value.
Yeah, I do too. I think that's a good price. Darnold certainly looking like the old Sam Darnold a little bit, back to the Jets days in terms of the turnovers. He's been throwing a couple the last few weeks. I like that price as well. My best bet, I'll take Oklahoma. That's my favorite bet in football this weekend. The Sooners plus 13.5 against Bama. I really think Oklahoma is going to give Bama a hell of a game. I think that game is going to come right down to the wire. That place is going to be rocking in Norman. Night games are not easy in that building. That defense is the real deal. And even though Milroe looks healthy again, and he's going to be tough for Oklahoma's defense to deal with, I think the Sooners keep this close. I think it's too many points. Give me Oklahoma plus 13.5 against Bama. Once again, our favorite plays, Jameis Winston under 34.5 pass attempts tonight against the Steelers. That's going to be our prop lock. Browns plus 3.5 is the dog of the day against the Steelers. Shawnee Sharp, like Sam Darnold, throw a pick against the Bears this weekend, plus 100. And I am on Oklahoma, plus 13.5 against Bama. Also like that Georgia Tech and NC State under tonight as well. BFZ, our guy in the chat, throwing out that game. Thanks to Cole Thompson, Lucy Burge for joining us on the show. Nick Ashew with you guys tomorrow. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.